Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Live out of Tampa, Florida. It's 10:01, your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Welcome to the show, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Again, thanks for rocking with us inside Hump Day Wednesday. Up soon, we got the Angels coming to you up and down the East Coast. Tonight, teamwork and healthy relationships, that's the topic. Bartering. Do you know what bartering is? It takes a good relationship in order to barter. In our second hour, we're going to step it up a notch and talk about, you know, the need to know kind of who you're laying down with. STDs are rampant, and we're keeping healthy relationships at the forefront. You need a good, healthy relationship. You got to know your partner. Teamwork and healthy relationships is the topic tonight. Let's get it in. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. This is my man, Laura. He's asking you to save him. This is called Save Me. Inside T.M. Hyman. Radio Live.
I am hurt, but no one cares. I make real music that no one hears. Some stick of life, cutting some fair. But when I don't play fair, I gotta go in there. Stuck inside a cell with nowhere to go. The one person I wanna call turns on me though. Success moving slow, my life moving fast. I'm damn near 30 with my broke ass. Can't take my eyes off the hourglass. That is when me and the devil clashed. I was on the road to riches, but I didn't last. I crashed, of course, cause it's a crash course. Don't take me, Lord, I'm falling for the devil's knock that's at my door. Yeah, I know it's you again, it's a nigga way. Leave me alone. Don't take me, Lord, I'm falling for the devil's knock that's at my door. Yeah, say I have no regret, but that sounds foolish. When I know I'm filled with remorse, so I go to church and try to blend in with the church members. Try to neglect the fact that I be doing what the devil would put. You know the drugs, the sex will protect it. No healthcare, you know who knows, you could be infected. The truth hurts, but the truth you can't neglect it. What's the perfect picture? My portrait is unprotected. When the music's from the heart, there's no way to edit. I'm not here to entertain you, I'm not Cedric. So if my pain makes you laugh, go ahead, have a ball. Just remember, the karma comes for us all. Nothing wrong with being on the top, but what I'm telling y'all, shit can't talk. And if I got luck, come pick me up. I'm falling for the devil's eye. That's not my door. I know it's you again.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live. Law, joined right there, was called Save Me. Teamwork and healthy relationships is the topic tonight. Thanks for rocking with us inside Hump Day Wednesday. It is September 14th. As time just tick, 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 ticks on, it waits for no one. Coming to you live out of Tampa, CeeLo, live out of Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Yay. Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Doing fine. Toya, all the way live out of Newark. Welcome to the show.
Hey now, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, baby.
Hi. Excuse the background noise. I was trying to talk over it, but I don't know if it worked or not.
Hey, all loud.
Okay, like you calling out for the candy lady or the ice cream truck.
I know. Hey now. Shut up, like on raspy, like all mannish. I know. Shut up.
Hey, let's jump right to it. Our dope man should be joining us shortly out of Chesapeake tonight. Teamwork and healthy relationships. There's this thing called bartering. And I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with bartering. I know we talked about bartering last year, you know, sometime. But bartering, I think, is probably a pastime for a lot of people. But it's starting to pick up again, not just personally where people are exchanging things, you know, for the house, but in business, people are bartering. And so my question tonight is, we talk about teamwork, or focused on teamwork in this first hour in relationships. Do either of you clearly understand what bartering is? And if so, can you give us your perspective on bartering?
Well, I think that, what I know bartering to be is just like trading off services or trading off things. Like, you may have, I don't know, like a antique. You may have a nice table that's worth something, but you don't necessarily want to sell it. But then it's something else that you may want for your house, and you know, you find somebody who has that thing that you want, and you give them what you have for what you want from them. I mean, that's a sense of bartering. If you, I do your daughter's hair if you cook dinner for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different variations of bartering. It's no.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, so it can go from the smallest thing to the largest things. Like, when you go for sponsorships, you know, you as a company may offer, you know, the company that you want to be sponsored by, you know, your service. Like, if you're a motivational speaker, but you want this particular company to pay for your endeavors, then you offer, you know, to give their employees a class, or, you know, give them a session of your motivational speaking in return for, you know, the sponsorship on another event, you know. So, I mean, it's different, you know, variations.
Yeah, definitely. Toya, you want to add anything, you know, on to that? Would you disagree with that at all?
It's simply just the trading of goods or services for other goods or services, and you're just trading your time or effort or items for other time, effort, or items, and there's no money in exchange. It's the goods and services in place of money.
Right. And this is something that our, you know, probably our ancestors did more than anybody, possibly even our grandparents. Our great-grandparents, doesn't even go as far back as ancestors, probably our grandparents and great-grandparents probably did a lot of bartering in the communities, really to save money, tit for tat, you know, eggs for sugar, you know, sugar for flour, a ride to work, you know, a ride to work, you know, for lunch, you know, things like that. Again, it's a lot of different variations, but that's something that, you know, it's a pastime that we need to bring back into effect today, because really, it's really teamwork making the dream work.
Right, and you're absolutely right. Now, I want to say this, though. I think it had to have gone past and gone to our ancestors, because the thing is, think about before they even had, you know, a U.S. Treasury, or there was a monetary system. I mean, that's how the credit thing started, was with the man there. You know how they were selling things at, like, the Louisiana Purchase or whatever, but the man wanted to build He wanted to start a lumber company or whatever, but he couldn't afford the materials, so he offered his services to build something for the people that he wanted the wood from. You know what I'm saying? And then that's like one of the first instances of credit. I mean, the thing is, I mean, you had to barter before there was money. You had to. I mean, there was really no other way. How else could you pay people? Just like,
right.
Remember how women were given away for livestock. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like the son, I want to marry your wife. I mean, your daughter, I'll give you 10 chickens, 3 cows, and 4 goats. You know what I'm saying? And the girl was
right.
gone.
Trading in resources, I think, has been a part of the economy overall, specifically in communities. You know, bartering, you know, in some type of form really is what has built up communities. Tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday, we're talking about relationships, but specifically teamwork and what makes teamwork effective in relationships and what causes teamwork not to be so effective in relationships. That's the topic tonight. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Thanks.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Natural to me, to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me, when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me, the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me, to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs, and when that pretty kitty cat purrs, it I feel. Natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. So natural to me, I make her come first, and after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler says that she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake. Have your call and tell your job, you gon' be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back arcing close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more. Says she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated, casual high. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my,
baby,
my, my,
girl, you're naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetized. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers.
So natural to me,
when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm gone.
My, 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 pure and unadulterated casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my.
Featuring Shot here on TM Hyman Radio Live. The song's called Natural. Thanks for joining us this Wednesday evening. We've been touching on bartering and relationships as far as business is concerned. It seems like bartering is starting to come back, make a full circle. They even have bartering websites now online. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that. I believe one is youexchange.com, where people can actually barter goods, services. So, I mean, it is starting to get back into the swing of things as far as the business is concerned. People are starting to barter services and goods again. So that's a good thing, especially with the economy being the way it is.
Would you be embarrassed to do that? I mean, no, I mean, just in general, I'm asking a question, right? I mean, you know how some people, you know, may be a little uncomfortable with what they may be, what they may think is a handout. Is there anything embarrassing about bartering, or should there be anything embarrassing about bartering? Does that say that, you know, you're poor? You know, people don't want those kind of labels, even if they're poor as hell.
No.
They don't want to be called poor, right?
Anything that keeps money in your pocket is smart. That's a good investment. You know, if I can say to you, Terrence, I'm having trouble sleeping, how about you provide some of your Ciora? And in exchange, I know you've been working on your health, I'll give you some of my Nutrilite Double X vitamins. Like, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean?
I need some of that rhodiola, baby. I need some of that rhodiola, baby.
The rhodiola? Well, I have something else you need to try. The Siberian energy is on point. But getting back on topic. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I could say, CeeLo, you know what? I need some Skin So Soft insect repellent wipes thrown in a bag for the kids when we go on a trip. In exchange, I can give you, you know, something for my business. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right,
nothing
right.
at all.
No,
I don't see anything wrong
totally
with that.
Agree.
I think it's a smart investment.
Right.
In your business. I'm sorry?
No, I think, and we have to understand it just like that. It's about being smart, and there's nothing embarrassing about saving money. So
it has to be a shift
in our mentality.
Yeah, and it's not just about saving money, but people don't realize when you barter goods and services, it's getting the name of your business out there and your products out there also. You know, if you give me something and I like it and it's something that I can't get through my own business, then now you're going to have a new customer, and then I'm going to talk to someone else about it who may be having the same problem or is looking for the same type of product. So it's like free advertisement, you know, getting your name out there, getting your services and your goods out there. Like, what's wrong with that? I think it's a
Absolutely.
Good tactic.
I think it's an excellent tactic, and that's a great point when you're talking about just, you know, exchanging goods and services amongst companies that are doing things that you're not doing. It's a great part. It's a great way to partner, and it's cross promotions for you. But really, at the end of the day, it's bartering, and it goes back as far as one can remember if you really study it. Before we go any further, let's welcome Miss Domare all the way live from Chesapeake VA tonight. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good evening, everybody.
What up?
Hey, working hard.
September 14th, working hard out there in Chesapeake. Domare joining us live tonight. Norfolk VA. The topic tonight, teamwork. And healthy relationships. I don't think people realize, I think when we think of relationships, we think of intimacy. We don't understand that relationships exist in everything that we do. A relationship is, you know, two people interacting for any kind of reason. You can have a relationship with the person at the gas station. You can have a relationship with your pastor. You can have a relationship with someone who doesn't like you. You have a relationship, you know, with your child's teacher. It goes way beyond what I think we comprehend often. And teamwork is based on good relationships. Why is teamwork not as we don't have a lot of good examples of teamwork at play today in the United States. Why is it so difficult for us to come together versus working as individuals? Why is it so difficult to establish those relationships that breed good teamwork?
Because it seems like everyone has an agenda. And so it's hard to find business partners that you feel totally comfortable with, or finding that if you're single, finding that partner that you're compatible with, or even to the church, finding a church home that you're comfortable with. You know, it's based on an individual's, place, what place they're at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's,
But is it that we really don't have anything to really measure? Is it that we really haven't identified what it is that we want? Are we going with the flow? Do we not trust?
We learn as we go.
I think we're learning as we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day you're learning something new. If you're not learning something new every day, I mean, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's a broad statement. Of course we're learning every day, but the question is what prevents us from establishing better teamwork amongst ourselves? Well, what prevents that?
But, again, it's something that we're learning. So it's not there's no right or wrong answer to it. It's it's a, like you said, we don't really have examples of what good teamwork is or what healthy relationships are, and we are learning every day what that is as mm-hmm. we move forward. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those, because we don't have examples, we have to create, we have to become examples ourselves. But
I think some people, I think there are some that may not have had examples. I think there are others that did have those examples. You know, if your mom and dad were together, you know, during the majority of your life, even if they're divorced or not together or they don't like each other today, you had a positive example of what, you know, supposedly, you know, a good relationship, you know, was. You know, but then there are others who didn't have any type of examples of relationships. You said not necessarily?
Yeah, because I know a nice amount of people that were raised in a two-parent household and still don't know what love is because their parents were good providers.
Yeah, but I didn't say love. We're talking about relationships.
Because if you see is your parents working, you never see them being affectionate towards one another. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. I've seen that more often than not.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand. Does anyone else want to weigh in before we take a break?
I see in business, everyone is just kind of out for him or herself. It's kind of cutthroat. Everyone just steps and walks on top of each other to get recognized and to be the top dog and, you know, to be one up on the next person, not realizing you can't do everything by yourself. Something's going to slip through the cracks. So although you may get praise on one thing, you're not going to get praise on everything because you can't do everything by yourself. And I think people fail to realize that you have to work with other people. Regardless of what relationship you're in, you can't do it all by yourself. So I think people just don't, you know, people are just so into themselves and what they can do for themselves and what they want for themselves that they don't look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is you can't do everything by yourself. You have to have someone to help you.
Right.
Yeah. You have to deal with absolutely.
Right. Even if you act on your own, you still have to go to somebody to get something.
Right. You have to go to someone to get something. I mean, I know that with some of the people that I work with, you know, we don't wait to ask, you know, well, we don't wait for them to ask for help. We just know, oh, this person needs help, and you step up and do it because people don't realize when you help other people, you still get recognized because now you're the team player. It's better to be a team player than just be by yourself in the corner working and not socializing and helping other people. So, you know, people just need to stop being about themselves all the time.
I totally agree. You're inside Hump Day Wednesday, teamwork in healthy relationships. That's the topic tonight. We'll be right back. It's 10:28.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about you now. They got nothing on you, baby. It's my baby.
Girl, you're such a keeper. How did I deserve to get you? like I said, it real last for real. Was on my knees praying, I was finding other love to do me right. Then baby you appear, yeah. No other girl, they don't mean nothing. Cause of how you make me feel. Oh,
girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time now. Think about your love. Definitely volunteer at the school.
some other things that you can do. Talk to your kids when you, if you don't pick them, if you pick them up from school, or even if you don't pick them up from school, take the opportunity to have that conversation with them, even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes, and you sit down and you say, how was your day? How was school? What did you do today? What did you learn today? That lets them know that you want to know what's going on. You care how they feel. You care about what's going on. Even if you don't have the most time to spend there and lay across the bed and kick your feet up and eat popcorn and talk all night long, but give them your focus for however much long that you have and ask them those important questions. They really like that. I know if I don't ask my daughter when I pick her up from school, she'll ask me, Mommy, are you going to ask me how my day was? And I was like, oh, I was going to get to it. But, you know, it's something, you know, that the kids really like, you know, they really like to that conversation with you. And it also helps keep that line of communication open because they feel like you care and you want to know what's going on. Some of the things that you can do real quick is stay in contact with your with the child's teacher via email. I know everything is online these days. Phone, if you need to contact them by phone or note, they have little jazzy notepads now. You can send notes and they'll send notes back to you. Also, besides the internet, you can get it sent to your phone. If you have a smartphone, there's a way for you to get a mobile app for your school, for the school that your child attends, and they can send you updated information as far as like their lunches, their what's on the book for their lunch, as far as lunch money, their grades, if they need to have a parent-teacher conference with you, things of that sort. But definitely stay involved. Sometimes we miss the boat because we think our kids are supposed to tell us everything, but as a parent, you have to do your job, and that's being involved. Maybe they know and maybe they don't know, but you're not doing your job if you don't know what's going on with them. So definitely stay involved some way, shape, form, or fashion, and communicate with the kids, and hopefully this school year will go pretty well for you all. Thank you, and I hope to hear you and to hear you next week. Nice to see you.
Let me take you from your map, boy. way she's switching. She moving it with precision. She about to make me stop tripping and have her close off a minute. Cause I wanted you from the jump. So you never being tight in your high heel pump. Make a player wanna take you days, weeks, and months. We can get higher, girl, just roll your stuff.
I got it. the radio, see me on a video. I put on rep for my city, yo.
I got it.
Hello,
hello.
They like, there you go.
Lyman Radio Live, and that was LD with Hello. And if you are rocking with us, it is September 14th, Hump Day Wednesday. Thank you for joining.
Hump Day, baby.
Yes. Cool. And we're talking about healthy relationships and how, you know, bartering is, you have to have a relationship with people. You have to be open to relationships to even be able to barter with people, you know. You don't want to trust that the service that you give them is what they expect, and you expect whatever you're asking of them, you know, is what you expect. So,
right,
like a,
right.
Everyone's taking a chance in that. So you got to
you
open yourself
up. Open. Yeah, you got to
be
open. Open doesn't mean right. Open doesn't mean wrong. Open means open. Open means you're going to make mistakes. Open means you have to forgive. You know,
right.
I mean, open means you're not going to always feel good, you know, I mean, but it's all about the common goal overall. We need one another more than we think. And I think, you know, as times become harder before they come better for a lot of people, you know, we really have to start reaching our hand out to one another a little more often, because I'll tell you something. You would be surprised at what someone could do for you. You know, do not judge a book by its cover, because you would be surprised. A lot of people are stockpiling, and you would never know. A lot of people have things available in abundance that you may not know about, just like you may have some things in abundance that they don't know about. It's all about sharing resources, pooling our resources for the overall benefit of us individually as well as the community. Tonight we're talking about teamwork and healthy relationships to effectively accomplish your mission. You know, that's team, you know, and then that team has to put in some work in order for the overall missions to be accomplished collectively.
Right.
I believe that. I believe that. And I'll tell you something. I mean, we talk a lot about it, the difficulty and our lack of comprehending and executing, but I know of a group here in Tampa that is absolutely demonstrating, you know, top-notch leadership as well as teamwork. And, again, that's Nehemiah's Operation at Hand. Big up to a couple of those folks that actually tuned in tonight. That is Noah out of Tampa, Florida, doing big things. Again, demonstrating teamwork, I think, to the highest level. Proud of that group there.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Like, we are talking about healthy relationships, but the thing is, a lot of people don't even know what that is, because it first starts with being a healthy individual.
Yes, ma'am.
That, you know, that has a lot to do with self-esteem, a lot to do with it.
What is self-esteem? Provide that definition for folks who may not be clear.
Well, self-esteem is a realistic, appreciative opinion of yourself. And what that means in layman's terms, you just need to feel good about yourself. Know that you are good enough for the things that you want to do in life. Because if you don't hold yourself in a high value, or if you're not confident about yourself, then no one's going to believe what you say. No one's ever going to believe in anything that you may want them to believe in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have self-esteem, people are way more willing to listen. Self-esteem increases your intelligence. I mean, like, really.
But no, that's a great point you make, because in order to really help anybody, you have to, one, seek help yourself, and you have to be a healthy person in order to have a healthy relationship. You know, learning to nurture and, you know, kind of raise up or grow your self-esteem is important, you know, and it starts with improving your communication skills, you know, how you communicate with others and how others interpret, you know, or comprehend your communication. Sometimes you think that you're getting your point across, But you may be, you know, abrasive. You know, you may be, you know, unclear. You know, so it takes feedback. It takes people being open to people being honest with them. But improving your communication skills is a great way to nurture your self-esteem. Healthy habits and lifestyle. You know, what do you do? You know, what do you do when nobody's around? You know, what kind of habits do you have? You know, what kind of life are you living?
How do you treat yourself when no one else is around?
Absolutely.
You know, because I know I see where women only get dressed up when men are coming around. But they don't do it for themselves. So they only get their hair done when they're going to see a man or in hopes to see a man. That is so ridiculous to me. But
it does happen. You know, but another element, you know, and we'll keep sharing as we proceed in the show, self-esteem, active involvement in life. In life, period. I mean, balanced life. I'm talking work, family, you know, vacation, enjoyable activities. You have to have active involvement in life in order to really cultivate good self-esteem. Tonight, we're talking about teamwork. Bartering, specifically in this first hour, was our focus. As we proceed into our second hour, it's 10:51 on the East Coast, 7:51 on the West Coast. In the next hour, we're talking about healthy relationships, but specific to disease, sexually transmitted diseases, and things of the like. It's important that you know your partner before you, you know, start to venture off. For there's a famous saying that if you lay down with dogs, when you get up, you might be itching.
Yes. Sir.
917-889-3926 is the number. Hey, jump on it. We want to hear from you. Teamwork and healthy relationships.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
I'm a vet in the game. Neither dame is my pet, and she claimed my set to the death, and she rep like a congressman. Use her mouth when she take off the condom. Damn,
hey, what
that's
you
a
doing, y'all? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what she doing, shawty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later.
Make it quick.
Call me later. Call me later. Call me later.
I used to say, practice makes perfect, but that was a lesson. Perfect, practice makes perfect, I perfected perfection, but that's some other shit. Hit me up later on this number, bitch. I'm like, what the hell, like, for a fair price? You get naked, yeah, right. Like I pay for pussy, the venues I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50 second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, bruh, shaps to you muskrat. Point blank, just a hush that. Fruity dank, sour punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch set.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later.
TM Hunting Radio Live, that was Jacob, Call Me Later. And tonight we're talking about teamwork. The teamwork doesn't need to do with it. The teamwork doesn't need to cause a relationship. And I do agree with that. Everything everyone says, relationships are just for everything. Like if they meet the person at the gas station, in business, person, whatever the case may be, relationships are everywhere.
No doubt. I think before we, you know, get off into the next phase to this conversation, the bartering piece, we can't talk about enough. I saw a report today, I think it was out in Long Beach, California, where there's a store. It's called the Free Store. And the Free Store is where people have actually brought things and they've donated things, and people donate money to keep the store open. But people can come in and donate their time. They can work in the store. They can bring in things that they can exchange. Like if you bring in some old shoes, they'll put a value on it, and you can shop and get something out of that same store that you might like in exchange for your old shoes. I thought that was the perfect perfect way to barter. That's like new age bartering, where it's really like an exchange of goods. You know, your junk might be my treasure. My treasure might be your junk. You know, but I think it's bartering. And if we kind of shift our mentality and not really chase after brand names and, you know, chase after, you know, what the Joneses have and stop trying to look like the next person, but be who you are, you know, be uniquely you. Create your own style. Create your own designs. Create your own look. And you can do it inexpensively and still have swag. You know, and that finesse, you know, that's required to look good and be competitive out there. We're talking about bartering tonight, my friends. Any other comments just on bartering as we move into this 11 o'clock hour? It's 10:59. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight with the crew. Thanks for rocking with us.
Yay. Thank you for having us. Well, look, right, bartering has a long history. I looked it up, right? Just saying that, like, the bartering thing was, like, way before, like, they didn't start using coins until, like, what was it, 600 BC or something like that. People started making the coins out of metal and so forth, and, like, the first, like, bill was a leather bill in Asia. I mean, you know,
just like as technology goes, I mean, think about it. Soon, like by probably by the time our kids get our age, there'll be no paper money. Everything will
no
be online.
No money at all.
Right. They already have
no money at all.
And take pictures of your check and deposit it. I mean, great.
Yep. And our money is losing value very expeditiously, folks. Very expeditiously. We'll be right back at 11 o'clock. You're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Come on now, you just gotta ease up a little bit. You mad? Yes, you are. Well, it is what it is, baby.
Okay, I'm creeping with a friend. Where do I begin? I met this girl a month ago, but you ain't gotta end. If I get caught, slip up, everybody know my trend. I wanna have a mile, but when do I get in? Everybody say I'm nervous, but truthfully, it's pretend. I'm just hoping everything goes according to plan. Damn, I'm just caught up in a switch up. Homie, she was a keeper, but her friends kinda thicker and cuter in the face. Somebody tell them that it depends. Yeah, you fine, but I'm more interested in your friend. I just hope that she don't tell the girl that I was talking with everything we did, cause that's gonna bring an argument in a lot of fights. I'll break them up, wishing I was Irish, bring the luck. I'm just trying to have fun while I'm still young. I know this is wrong, but I'ma continue playing dumb.
What do I do? I really can't do. You so fine, but your friend fine too. And I just want them all. But could you tell me, could you tell me, could I pull it off? Talking her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends.
Right now I'm kind of feeling in the daze. Experience I'm having is one of those better days. Two girls, but maybe this new girl will bring over more girls. I'm messing with her girl, she don't know. I just hope they don't tell her. I know I can't trust them, but I'm thinking it's whatever, whatever. It's all good, baby, it's all good. And if you supply it, I'll hit it just like I should, real good. It's all straight till I get caught. And if I get caught, yeah, I'm moving straight on. But I don't think I will, yeah, I'ma pull it off. They told me they got me, but I don't believe it all. Yeah, it's just a one-time thing, but this one-time thing will bring me everything I need. I've been tied down too long, so I'm just trying to get at every single girl that likes to learn.
What do I do? I really can't do. You're so fine, but your friend fine too. And I just want them all. But could you tell me? Could you tell me? Could I pull it off? Talking her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends.
One more time, could I pull it out? I'll ask friends, then I get I hurt them all. 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 One more time, could I pull it out? I'll ask friends, then I get I hurt them all. 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 Everybody know they can do it better. And she can do it good, but they do it kinda clever. And I would say she's the best I ever had. But now I know her friends, so that statement's just a false fact. And every time that we going out, they just wanna come back and tell me lay up on the couch. Yeah, this is something God's wish for, but I'm living it out. It's truly something to
adore. What do I do? I really can't do it. You're so fine, but your friend fine too. And I just want them all. But could you tell me, could you tell me, could I pull it off? Talking her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends. Talking her and her friends, her and her friends. But could I pull it out?
Hyman Radio Live, one of our new favorites right there. That was called Her and Her Friends, LD. And LD is coming live out of Tampa, along with myself tonight, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte, Domare coming to us live out of Chesapeake, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. And My man Coop is checking in right now out of Washington, D.C. Cooper, what's cracking, homie?
Hey, what's going on tonight, y'all?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, teamwork and healthy relationships, man. That's the topic tonight. And now we're moving into that realm we really don't like to talk about in relationships, knowing who you lay down with. Often, we really don't know those people that we seek that quick pleasure from. When you lay down with dogs, they say you get up with fleas. Tonight, when you talk about healthy relationships, we want to remind people that you really need to be careful, my friends. Things such as AIDS and HIV and syphilis and gonorrhea and hepatitis, all of those are real elements of really not knowing, you know, who you're sleeping with. We're talking about healthy relationships tonight. Coop, you want to step out on a limb? Have you ever, you know, gotten burnt by a bad relationship? Literally, Coop, burnt by a
bad. Like the whole segue into that is like.
Nah,
I'm not pleading the fifth. It's like the whole segue. It's like, wait, what is the topic?
Out of the first hour, we were talking about relationships and teamwork. In this hour, we're talking about healthy relationships overall, but specific to sexual relationships.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still a little shook up because I'm thinking what you went into is like, okay, is have you ever been burnt by a relationship? I'm like, whoa. And then, right, but the way it came across, it was also like, have you been burnt emotionally by a relationship?
Right. Yeah.
So, like, which question
do you... It could go either way.
One answer is no, and the other answer is... Yes, I would say. So it's like a two answer question. That was a whole lot, Terrence.
Yeah, I know, bro. I know, bro. I apologize.
Nah, no problem.
Yeah, that was a bombardment, huh?
It was a lot. I think when you think about relationships overall, it's so broad, right? But I think it's important that we talk. It's our Hump Day Wednesday tonight, specifically. Relationships, I think we take for granted. Specifically, when we open ourselves, you know, to being vulnerable, and intimacy brings on vulnerability. But folks, you don't hear a lot in the news anymore about AIDS and HIV. You don't hear a lot even in the news anymore about pregnancy and the extreme rates in which teens are having babies. But just because you don't hear it in the news doesn't mean there's still not an epidemic and it's a problem. It's still a huge problem. And it's something that we got to stay focused on as it relates to laying down with people we do not know. Guess what? Once you have something like, you know, syphilis, HIV, guess what? You can't just go get a shot and it go away.
Right. Yeah, a couple of things you can't just get a shot and it just go away. Herpes, syphilis, hepatitis C. Oh, boy.
Well, I personally think they're not trying to cure diseases anymore, but that's like a different topic. But everything is about the treatment. I'm like Chris Rock. Everything is about the treatment.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the thing is
I think that's a good point. I think that's a good point to make right there.
Right, because I mean, it's
too
much
money involved. Absolutely.
Why should they create a thing? You know, they make more money when people get sick.
You think about it, when is the last time a big cure has come out? And then think about all the cures that came out in the 1800s and the early 19th century.
Yeah,
and
they're all illegal now.
Huh?
They're all illegal now, like cocaine. Cocaine was the heal-all, the end-all, the be-all.
Well, yeah, but doctors can still give it to you. But I'm just saying, like polio, they came up with stuff for that. What else? The measles.
I think they died with them.
Yeah, but it's like today they don't come up with real cures for anything. It's kind of like how Americans don't build anything anymore.
Not well, anyway.
Yeah.
I think that's I think that's an interesting point, you know, not to go too far off base in the topic this hour, but I think that's an interesting point that you make about, you know, cures and how cures were, you know, they were popping up, you know, everywhere, here, there, and everywhere, you know, a few decades ago. And, you know, now, you know, it's all about, you know, it's pharmaceuticals, and the relationship that the government have with the pharmaceutical companies, it's all about revenue. You know, so it's interesting. If you've just tuned in, you can hit us up, 917-889-3926. You're inside Hump Day Wednesday. It's September 14th. We've been talking about teamwork and relationships in our first hour. This hour we're talking about healthy relationships specific to the bedroom. Do you know your partner? Are you always conscious of knowing your partner? I know there's some people that, you know, get caught up in the heat in the moment, but it's important to have healthy relationships. Things happen, but even in the midst of that, guess what? Make sure that you are being as smart as possible. Hit us up and give us some feedback. You know, tell us your story. 917-889-3926. Hit the right prompt on the phone, and we'll add you into this conversation. We got Coop live out of Washington, D.C. tonight. Hey, Coop, the president is getting, like, harassed up there, man. What do you got? I mean, come on. You need to go lead some kind of march on Washington for Obama, man.
Hey, man, we working on it. Hey, I was listening to y'all Monday night, and I don't know. I thought I had pressed the one. I didn't. But, yeah, I heard y'all talking about the Tea Party and the whole debate and everything. And I have my own little – I don't fall into that Tea Party mess. They all – it's all Republicans. It's just a branch of the GOP. It's not – then I don't look at this whole separate. But they are hammering him. They are getting him. But I think like the big deal today is that Anthony Weiner's seat was lost in New York, and they're trying to blame that on Obama. They're saying it's a referendum on Obama, but I don't think it really matters. That guy won't hold that seat past the next election, once it's a presidential election, if everybody comes out to vote.
Now, I hope so, man, and this is what I hope, because guess what? I mean, what Coop is talking about actually is relevant. It's relevant to the landscape of really what's happening across the board in our country right now politically. There were two Democratic seats that were lost this week, you know, two Republicans.
Yeah.
And these were seats in Democratic states that are typically dominated by Democrats, you know. And what I'll say is, folks, we need to hold our mules and really stand up and rock the vote. And we're about to really start a huge rock the vote campaign so that we can establish some healthy relationships in the community that can empower people to kind of draw the line in the sand so that we can reelect this man so he can try to accomplish something. What they're doing to him is nothing more than a modern-day lynching. And it's not right. We'll be right back. This is Jay Style, Freak Again. TM Hama Radio Live.
Look, I know he has you. thinking that you don't ever wanna love again. You say no more. Let me show you think you'd be regret. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know you put some nice in your baby.
With Breathe Again here on TM Hyman Radio Live. It's about 11:18 here on the East Coast. Thanks for rocking with us this Hump Day Wednesday. And bringing you entertainment and national news like no other is the one and only Madam CeeLo Ball.
Thank you, Toya. That was dope. Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. It is me, I'm back, and here's your entertainment and national news for Hump Day Wednesday. Okay, so look, this is airport news. Now, the naked scanners, or the advanced imaging technology that was injected into the airports across the U.S. back in 2007, may be being replaced sooner than we think. The House Subcommittee on Transportation Security approved an amendment to the TSA Authorization Act of 2011. Pretty much what that amendment does is the airlines, they have 90 days to replace the scanners with a automated target recognition software that pretty much just displays people's bodies as stick figure outlines instead of, you know, how like you could see somebody's body frame and everything that's, you know, that they have going on, whether it's a false hip or whatever. You won't be able to see that. They won't be able to see that anymore. If there is a suspicious item, like found on a person, it'll just pop up as a red box, but not, you know, like you won't be able to see people's private parts and all that other crap anymore. And if the person is safe and there's nothing on them, okay button pops up and they're free to go. So look forward to that change across the United States. Now, in the news, two people were found tortured and hanging from a bridge along with two posters. Yeah, with two posters explaining why the pair were killed. Now, the pair, they were killed for sharing drug cartel activity on social networks. So per reports, many bloggers and freelance writers in Mexico, they write anonymously. You know, just for that reason, because, you know, the other message that was left along with the dead bodies was, this is going to happen to all of those posting funny things on the internet, end quote. Then it also says, quote, you better bleep, pay attention, I'm about to get you. So, you know, these two people were killed for spreading drug business across the World Wide Web. So if you're out there doing that, I wouldn't suggest doing that, or do it under another name or something. You know, you don't want to, yeah, that's sad, but it happens. It was in Mexico. Okay. So now on to fashion. Kanye West, he's going to present his first women's clothing line in Paris, France, October 1st. It's going to be the summer and spring collection of 2012. There wasn't a listed name for, you know, his women's label. However, I'm looking forward to seeing the designs and also learning the clothing line name. That'd be great. So you guys look out for that. But I'll keep you, you know, up on what's going on with Kanye anyway. Now, in music, J. Cole's debut album will be released on September 27th, and it'll be called Cole World. And he finally gets to get Jay-Z on some music with him. I heard the song. It's pretty dope. If you get a chance to check it out, do so. Okay, in other music news, Big Sean, he reached gold status. You know, after selling 500,000 units for his single My Last featuring Chris Brown. So big up Big Sean. And the Game's final album with Interscope will be titled Soundtrack to Chaos. And this one is not going to have any features at all. So, but this is going to be his last album. I don't know who he's going to go with after this, but or maybe he'll hang it up. He may have to. I don't know. Maybe he'll freestyle for the rest of his life. I don't know. But anyway, last but not least, I'm stopping the rumor. Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose were celebrating his 24th birthday over the weekend. They are not married. They did not get married. They're not married. He just turned 24. They dressed up for it. That's all I have for you guys. Love me. I love you. Whatever you do, do it well.
We love CeeLo Live. I'm sorry.
I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, all they feel is feet of gas. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
Try to tell them I swear. Like the Louis out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, it's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from the feet to their wig. Wardrobe is trash like a scholar fell kid. My bitch so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the strippers will call back. I MTVM on the bus like next. The less I'm in their brain like they say be your ex. I be my shoe game silly.
again. My swag out the box, you just don't deal with it. You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving that cup, get them shit socks in the bag. And I holly brag, but you lame should know. Soon as I step in the show, I got the B-boy glow. I got swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. In the wounds that I have, out of here, I see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Coming soon, before I blast off, give me some more running room. Throw me the beat at 11, the verse is done at noon. Promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June. What's poppin', my nigga, how are you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive-thru. Ladies keep their eyes full on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, balls loaded with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma lead it. It speaks for itself, I don't usually talk about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like pine floors. I got my swag, I suggest you find yours.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, out of here, I see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Even my shadows got a swag. Introduce them to women, it's the darkest of my half. I supplied this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grab. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product,
movies in the bag.
I suggest if you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me, get woozy from the lag. If you choose and you wanna hate, you're losing all your swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. With the wounds that I have, out of here, I see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own swag. Your own swag. If you got a swag, just show whoever be close. Bounce me a swag, let me out of the dope. Haters getting mad, cause now my vision be focused. Drinks on my cap, this party I am your spokesman. If you got a swag, just show whoever be close. You better find your swag.
HAC TM Hotline Radio Live. That was that HAC Army with swag. It's 11:29 in Miami, where it is 82 degrees, 72 degrees in Las Vegas. This is a throwback from Case.
Raindrops fall on my window pane.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Case with Dwayne. And so we are talking about healthy relationships and specifically sexual relationships. It's our making sure we have healthy sexual relationships. We definitely want to be healthy. As being health and wellness, we've talked many, many times before about protecting yourself. And not only protecting yourself physically, but protecting yourself emotionally and mentally as well. Because a healthy relationship, healthy sexual relationship, comes not just with physical attachments. It comes with emotional and mental and things of that sort. So you have to make sure that you have that open line of communication so that you can establish in which direction your relationship is going to make sure that it remains a healthy sexual relationship.
Yeah, and you know what? When you talk about, you know, nurturing, we talked about nurturing self-esteem earlier. I think self-esteem has a lot to do with sex or the lack of, or the lack of. I was watching a show today, and it's almost embarrassing, but it's happening more and more every day. A mom brought two guys onto a talk show. It was a paternity situation. She said she knew it was one guy's baby, although the other dude wanted it to be his baby. To make a long story short, it was neither of the guy's baby.
Come on.
How embarrassing is it for her to bring two guys on national TV? Clearly she's at least had sex with both of them unprotected, only to find out that there's at least a third guy, potentially even more. Self-esteem has a lot to do with that. And so we have to do a better job of working to cope with the problems that we experience, and we need to apply better goals for ourselves, because when we're under pressure, when we don't like something, when somebody makes us mad, we tend to revert to things that we find pleasurable but maybe detrimental to us. Tonight we're talking about healthy relationships, specifically sexual relationships this hour. Not only are kids being born not knowing who their dads are because of the promiscuity and the lack of self-esteem that many women, unfortunately, you know, because, I mean, you have to, you know, unlock the gate in order for the guy to get in. You know, if you lock it down, nothing can happen, you know. And some women are persuaded or manipulated, however you want to, you know, say it or see it. I know it goes down. But guess what? You have to have better esteem. You have to have a better appreciation for yourself and who it is you're laying down with. What am I talking about? I'm talking about healthy relationships. In some instances, the lack thereof. You got to cultivate and nurture your self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important aspect of overall, I think, overall healthiness. And you have to be healthy in order to help somebody else to be healthy. We got Coop hanging out with us from D.C. tonight, along with CeeLo out of Charlotte, Toya out of Newark, Delaware, Domeris coming out of Chesapeake, VA. I'm in Tampa, Florida tonight. Hey, thanks for listening. A few cats are listening live online with us tonight. Thank you. I see New York. I see Atlanta. What's cracking? We appreciate you. Hit us up if you got ideas, suggestions, you got music you want to hear here on the show. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Log on to the website, www.hacmediausa.com. Also, hacmedia.com. Drop us a line. Can I be so bold, CeeLo, to ask you, have you ever been burnt in a relationship?
Like a great owl, right? I know. Oh, you know what? Yes, I have. Oh boy, I have.
Oh boy.
Boy, it's like
It was your own fault. How?
Which yes?
Because I'm telling you, because I created my own perfect world, and when he matched up to it, I got mad, and so I hurt myself. But to me, at the time, it seemed like he hurt me because he couldn't be who I needed him to be. But the thing was, it ended up to where he didn't know how to be who I needed him to be. Nor was I honest with myself or who I really wanted, you know? So, but it hurt like all hell. But it took a minute to really realize what that was. Yes, I had a strong relationship. Not recently, though, because I haven't been in one for a long time, hence why I'm taking the application. Yes. And, email it. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com.
21 minutes left in this show. Natural vein.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright light. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Again, thanks for joining us this evening. Just a little under 20 minutes left in the show. We've been discussing relationships of all types, business relationships to personal relationships. And right now we're talking about who's been burned in a relationship, not so much physically.
Well,
I think our conversations surrounding the business relationships were good as well, because I don't think we really, when we talk about the bartering, you know, it's important to be able to exchange for your own benefit, as well as
relationships are bartering.
I'm sorry?
Relationships are bartering. This is
I didn't disagree with that. I didn't say it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
What I don't know what you heard.
I'm not bartering Jack. No. I ain't bartering Jack.
But it could really come down to a need, though. If you don't need to, you know,
right.
You know, there's no reason to.
Compromise. That's what it is. Yeah, I was trying to get that word
right.
out.
I ain't compromising about nothing.
Be quiet. I want you to eat McDonald's now.
I ain't eating McDonald's. Going to Wendy's.
I hate Wendy's. Go to Wingstop.
I'm
gonna
stop.
That's compromise. We can go to
Wingstop. Wingstop. I can do Wingstop.
You pay.
The key word is compromise, though. In any
right.
healthy relationship, the key word is compromise. And this has been a good dialogue tonight. Again, those negatively impacted or, you know, burned by negative relationships or relationships that aren't healthy. The key to that is knowing where the gap is, knowing where the gap was, getting the lesson out of it so that you don't repeat history.
Yeah. But you know what, though? A lot of people don't take into account how important having a healthy relationship is, though. And that means that both people, all involved, need to be in a healthy space with themselves. Because the thing is this, that has their problems, everybody has their flaws, or things that came from their childhood or what have you, or maybe, you know, they were traumatized or what have you. But the thing is that you can't give that to people. You can't make other people own your problems, nor can they make you own theirs. You know, it's like one of those, you have to, now I'm not going to say solve your own problems, but you have to deal with your own problems first before you can even take yourself to someone else. Try to build a relationship, because then that's where you get unbalanced. That's where they come into the whole an example of being equally yoked, because equally yoked doesn't always mean financial, as a lot of people put it. Yet that means to be spiritually and the whole nine, you know. Yeah. So
equally yoked really has almost nothing to do with finances.
Right.
I mean,
but
we hear the reference across the pulpit often, but to be equally yoked, the whole concept, I mean, if you think about the yoke, you know, back in the day, mules were yoked together, you know, for the benefit of pulling, you know, machinery throughout
right.
the field. And when people are yoked together, they can't. They really can't move. So the whole, you know, when anything's yoked together, it's like a metal. It's literally like a metal object where you put your neck through, I put my neck through, and,
right.
you know, we're like latched together. We're walking together. We have to do everything together. We have to be yoked. So the whole concept is, you know, getting with someone who's on the same page as you across the board. That's mind, body, and soul. Not necessarily, you know, financially, although, you know, a lot of preachers, they like to focus on the financial aspect of being yoked, if you will.
Right. Also working on acknowledging what is not always looking at the negative in yourself, because if they look at the negative in themselves, also compare their negative to somebody else's negative. It's not healthy either. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
like we say, somebody's situation could be worse than yours. So you may hear someone say, well, at least I'm not like such and such, where they're such and such and such. You know what I'm saying? It's like you compare your negatives, and then that's contagious.
It's, you know, you have to surround yourself around positive people, and there's nothing wrong if you have to push negative people out of your space that's been in your life for 20 years. Well, guess what? They've been poisoning you for 20 years, and you probably need to get away from them. Well, you know, that's part of acknowledging. That's why I don't have many friends.
Can I ask you all a question?
Sure.
It goes along with this. Now, you're talking about have you ever been burned, and I have a little input on that from my point of view. But have any of you all ever burned someone in a relationship?
Hell yeah.
Great question. Because
I think I had a relationship where I think I burnt the other person, but in return they burned me. So it's like a
tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Fire flame.
I stayed in a relationship that I shouldn't have stayed, that I didn't want to be in, but I stayed in it longer than I should have, and it was unfair to the other person. So
yeah. I would have to answer the question. I would have to say yes. I'm sure I have. If you know, yeah, I'm sure I have.
You're a sweetheart.
I mean,
damn, you mean.
I'm sure I have. You say I'm mean? Are you crazy? How you going to be a sweetheart and be mean at the same time?
Hey, I'm living for myself.
Have you ever burnt or burned anyone? I keep saying burnt. Burned anyone in
yeah.
a relationship?
Dan set them on fire.
Yo, man, a lot about the Chesapeake. That's for you.
Other than me, Domer.
Why Domer is getting it together, Toya? Have you ever burned anyone in a relationship?
Not that I can remember.
She's in no relationship since she was 12. She married her.
She said she was 12. Be quiet, CeeLo.
They met when he was 12. And he had a box, and they still together.
Yo, that's the truth, though. Hold on. I did meet him. We had a box. Shut up. You are funny, CeeLo.
Hey,
we've been together so long, it's like it was an arranged marriage. Y'all crazy.
You gave your daddy 6 pals and 4 tickets for you.
That actually worked. That actually worked.
As far as I like, I share.
5 minutes left in the show. That was Izzy. That joint right there was called Me. Angels.
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up. Thanks for rocking, Coop. We appreciate you, bro. Folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. Take us back Friday, 10 p.m. for the cipher.
Yeah.
You know, speaking on relationships, I just want to throw this out here really quick. There will be a lot of relationships that will be formed and broken on the upcoming sixth season of Dexter, which will be starting October 2nd. It is a Sunday at 9 o'clock. So if I'm not that in tune with the show that day, you'll know why. Mos Def will be part of the cast this season. I'm there.
Yeah, that's going to be
so far.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt. Big up to all the Dexter fans out there. Hey, we will absolutely do a Dexter kickoff party right here. Because, yo, we diehard Dexter fans. Again, you say Sunday, October 2nd.
Yes, at 9 o'clock. So, I'll be on the show. I just won't be on the show. I have a date
You'll
with Dexter that
show.
Day. He sent me a text earlier just to remind me, so.
Okay. I'm personal.
Dexter's that's what it is. I'm a Dexter fan myself. Thanks for giving us that heads up, Toya.
Yeah, don't stop the bum busting.
Hey, good night. Take us home, my friends. Be safe
and
lucky.
Do it well. Yes.
Hey, who was that night we were talking about the woman working and the man being sick at home? Who was that told me that I couldn't stay home?
That was Domare.
That was Domare. Definitely Domare.
That was my last time that a woman burnt me recently.
That was Domare. She's not apologetic at all. Not everybody.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live Sucks Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.